Okay. Tonight, I would like to begin the Trumas and Maisvis part of this year. And before we start the Halacha and Maisa, we just have to get used to, we have to get familiar with certain terms. And I think it's very chashev. If we get familiar with the terminology, then whenever it comes up in Gemara, you got it. So the first word is tevel. Tes veiz lamed, tevel. What's tevel? Any produce which grows from the ground, or any item that's made from produce that grows from the ground, is chayiv in certain matonis. Chayiv, there's a chayiv to separate certain parts of it, to give to koyanim, levim, and aniyim. If these matonis were not separated, we're going through the different terms that we need to know before we learn the actual how to do Trumas and Maisvis. So I don't know if the Rebbe needs it, but tevel. So we start off with tevel. Tes veiz lamed. What's tevel? Tevel is any produce that grows from the ground, or any item that's made from produce that grew from the ground, is chayiv in Trumas and Maisvis, is chayiv in certain matanis. We need to give to the Kohen, to the Levi, to Aniyim. Until I take off, till I separate these matanais, it's called tevel. It's called tevel. Now this chiv is in Eretz Yisrael, and the chiv is in Eretz Yisrael, and it's a chiv in a Torah in Eretz Yisrael. However, nowadays, at least according to the Paiskim, nowadays, since we don't have Roiv Yishvel, or since most Jews are not living here in Eretz Yisrael, so it's Midrabanan. But the Chiyuv is, so until I take off what I need to separate from it, it's called Tevel. Okay? Now, what are the Matanis that I need to separate and give out? So there's something called Truma Gedayla. What's Truma Gedayla? Truma Gedayla is a portion that I need to give to the Kayin. Truma Gedayla goes to the Kayin. Now, how much do I need to give to the Kayin? So, Min HaTorah, there is no shir. Min HaTorah, Chita Achas Peteres Tzakri, one little kernel, you take off a kernel and give it to the Kayin, and I was yoy to my mitzvah of Truma. However, Chazal came along, and Chazal said that there's a din nesina over here. Like we said, matana. There's a din nesina. And if there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of hafrasha. There's a mitzvah to separate it. There's also a mitzvah of nesina. So you should be giving something that's chashev. So Chazal went ahead and said that there are three shiurim. There's what's called the ayin yafa. Is one out of every 40. The beininess is, the average is one out of 50. And the ayin ra is 1 out of 60. The Gra said a very nice pshandas. The Gra said that the halach is that we don't take off, we don't count. We take off ba'imis, we estimate. So the Gra said, ayin yofa means the guy who has a good eye. So when he's estimating, he'll end up taking off 140. If he's aiming for, let's say, 150, he'll end up taking out 1 every 40. The ayin ra was a little stingy, so when he's aiming for that 150, he's going to end up taking 160. So that's where the shirim come from. But Chazal gave a shir. But again, what's important to remember is, and you'll see why this is important, min ha-toira, it's enough to separate one chita, one kernel. Midrabanan, there's a shir. Now, the minig back then, when the kaidim were tahar, they would eat this truma. However, since nowadays, koinim are becheskis tumas meis, and we unfortunately don't have the efer para, we don't have the ashes from the para to be metayer ourselves, therefore, it's us to eat the truma. Truma has to be eaten metayera. Therefore, nowadays, when we'll be mafish truma, we're going to destroy it. Now, So that's Truma. That's Truma. Let's move on to the next thing. Maaser Rishon. What's Maaser Rishon? Maaser Rishon, you'll see why it's called Rishon, because there's going to be Maaser Sheni. Maaser Rishon is a tenth of the fruit, meaning if they took off the Truma. Truma is the first separation, because the Pasuk calls it Rishis, the first thing I take off. If they take off the Truma, I take off a tenth of the pears that are left over. Tenth, not tenth of the original amount, but tenth from after I separated the Truma Gedoyla. And the Maaser Rishon goes to the Lefi. I give it to the Lefi. There is a discussion in the Gemara, those that were here when we learned Ksubas. Did we learn Ksubas recently?
Yeah, last year.
Listen, so there's a Sugin Ksubas Chavav Amin Aleph, that maybe you could give Maaser Rishon to Kayanim also. But because after Ezra came up, right, the Levim didn't want to come up there, so he gave them a Knas. But Al Kapanim, Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi. Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi. Now, that's Maaser Rishon. So Maaser Rishon is 1/10. Now, from the Maaser Rishon, this is called Trumas Maaser. Before we were talking about the Truma Gedayla. So again, so I'm the owner of the field. I have a big stack of apples. I give Truma Gedayla, which is one, I'll be Ayin Yafa, I'll give 140, one out of every 40, 1/40th. One out of every 40, I'll give to the Kain. Then I take off my Maaser Rishon, which is 1/10, and I give it to the Levi. The Levi now has a mitzvah to take a tenth of his Maaser Rishon and give it to the Kain. That's called Trumas Maaser. Here? So now the Kain's getting from me, the owner of the field, and he's also getting from the Levi Trumas Maaser. It's a truma, a separation from the Maaser. Okay.
How much is that?
1/10.
Of the Maaser.
Right. Okay. So now let's move on to the next. This is called Maaser Sheni. And before we talk about Maaser Rishon, now there's Maaser Sheni. What's Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni is a tenth from what's left over. If I took off my Truma Gedayla, I took off my Maaser Rishon. A tenth from what's left over. Now, Maaser Sheni, the mitzvah is to bring it up to Yerushalayim and to eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim. And when the Beis Mikdash was standing, they would bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim b'tahara, when they were tahar. However, now that the Beis Mikdash is unfortunately destroyed, we don't have Beis Hamikdash, so Maaser Sheni is not eaten in Yerushalayim. And therefore, we have to come on to the next choice, which is that, yeah, I didn't say it clearly, let me start again. Maaser Sheni is a tenth from what's left over, which is supposed to be brought up to Yerushalayim to be eaten in Yerushalayim b'tayra. However,
leftover from the original guy.
Whatever's left over now, if I took off my truma, I took off my Maaser. What I have sitting in front of me, I take off a tenth from Maaser Sheni, and I'm supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat in Yerushalayim. However, if let's say I live out of Yerushalayim and I have a lot of fruit, it's difficult for me to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Or I'm not planning on making the trip yet. I'm waiting for Yontif to go for Elias Arego. So what I'm allowed to do is, I'm allowed to be paidit to redeem its Kedusha, as Kedusha, onto a coin. I redeem its Kedusha onto a coin. The Kedusha leaves the Paris, and now it goes onto this coin. Then I take the coin to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim I'll buy certain types of fruit or food. I can buy animals, different fruits and foods that I'm allowed to buy in Yerushalayim, and I'll eat that in Yerushalayim. So if it's too difficult for me to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim, I'm paid it onto a coin. That coin is called a pruta chamura. And remember this. This is what's going
to
get us.
He has to eat all of it.
What?
He has to eat all of it.
He could share it with his friends, or he could share it. He could leave it by his host if he wants.
Sell it.
Has to be selling it. He won't be able to sell it, but he could give it out. But
sorry, but the poor of Yerushalayim never went hungry.
So the pruta, so that's called the pruta chamura. Nowadays, that we cannot eat the ma'aseh sheni Eretz Yisrael. So what we do in Yerushalayim, because we're not tar and we don't have the base mitzvah. So what we do is we're paide the ma'aseh sheni on a pruta chamura. Now the halacha is that even if I have ma'aseh sheni that's worth 10 shekel, I can be paide it onto one pruta. Special dinner, I could be paid it onto a pruta, a small amount. I could take 10 shekels with, put it into a pruta. So this is called the pruta chamura, and I take my ma'aseh sheni and I transfer the kedusha onto this pruta. Now, there's one catch over here. There's a 7-year cycle over here. 7-year cycle. And the din of ma'aseh sheni is only in year 1, 2, 4, and 5. Got that? Ma'aseh sheni is in year 1, 2, 4, and 5. Year 3, year 6, there's no ma'aseh sheni, but instead I take off that tenth and I give it to aniyim. It's called ma'aseh ani. Give it to aniyim. The 7th year is shemitah. So then everything's hefka.
The rest of the years you don't have to give ma'aseh ani?
No. During 1, 2, 4, and 5, there's no ma'aseh ani. 3 and 6, there's ma'aseh ani.
Why?
Torah says. So.
Can you pay the ma'aseh ani and then give the coin to Aaron?
No. Yeah, that you have to give to the ani, and the ani, or give the value of it, but the ani, the pidyon is only for the kedusha of ma'aseh sheni. By ma'aseh sheni.
Does the ani have to
bring
it?
No, it does not have to. No.
The coin doesn't actually have to be the same worth as the fruit?
No. Right.
So you're not giving a tenth.
What?
You're not necessarily giving a tenth.
Correct. If I have the head to 3 pidyon, then you're right. Okay? So we just went through Truma Gedayla, Maisa Rishain, Trumas Maisa from the Maisa Rishain, Maisa Shani, Maisa Ani, and then what's left over remains, and it's for us. Now, just Agav, there's an interesting Mishnah, Masechta Peah, that who's allowed to eat Maisa Ani? So it says someone who has to his name 200 Zuz, he does not get from my son. However, the Mishnah says, if you have a rich person who's on the road, and he has no food with him, he can have money, but he has no food, he can take my sonny. Agabarim, so we have over here my sonny. Now, when I go to a field, and there's fruits growing in the field. So this is what's called Tevel Vadai. No one took off Trumas and Maisers here. And until I take off Trumas and Maisers, I have the Tevel, which is Usser, to eat. So now all these matanis need to be separated from it. What's usually negated to us is not tevel vaday. It's a suffix tevel. Suffix tevel. Suffix if the trumas and ma'aseh were separated. Suffix if it was separated or not. So let's use our klalim that we know from the Zikin. One of the big klalim we learn in the Zikin is Hamoitz Mechaber Alvaraya, right? So what happens? Let's go through the different matanis. I have in front of me fruit. I don't know if they took off Trumas and Maises or not from it. I'm talking about it'll be a suffix tevel. There's something called demai, where demai is that there's a chiyuv to take off certain afrashos. Chazal goyza unless you bought it from a chaver. But let's put demai aside. The chaznish others saw that nowadays that's not negated to what we buy from a store. Not demai. No, it's two different things. So let's put demai aside. What we buy from a store has a din of suffix tevel. Maybe we'll get back to it afterwards, but something else. So the suffix tevel. So I have like this. Truma gedayla, we make an assumption that that was taken off because since chita achas pteris is a kri, not such a big deal, even though the Rabbanan gave shiurim to it like we mentioned before, but he probably took it off. Plus, so it's a small share. Plus, the halach is that if you don't take off truma, it's misa b'day shemayim. Therefore, people are scared of that. So we assume the truma gedayla was taken off. The ma'aser rishon is a tenth. And it's a tenth. And also, there's no misa b'day shemayim by ma'aser rishon. Therefore, we're worried that ma'aser rishon was not taken off. What? I'm not talking about Amart. That's what I said. I'm not talking about Demai. I'm talking about Suffolk Devil. So Maiserishan, we have a question whether it was taken off or not. Maiser Oni, that the Oni has to prove to me that it wasn't taken off. Maiser Chavel of Araya. Shumas Meiser, which is from the Meiser Rishon. So if we're worried that the Meiser Rishon wasn't taken off, we're worried that the Shumas Meiser also wasn't taken off. So therefore, what ends up happening is that I need to make sure that Meiser Rishon was taken off, Meiser Sheni, and the Shumas Meiser of the Meiser Rishon needs to be taken off. Okay? So is there a sitter here? I'm a Vilna sitter or one of the sitter that could be even the blue sitter.
Is he going to pause?
Maiser Sheni also, I need to make sure that's taken off. So the, if I was taking off Tevel Vadai, there's a brach I make. I shake a chance for his son and the halfish, Shumas and Maisers. If it was the Tevel Vadai, I would make a bracha of lahafresh, but in our case where it's only a suffix, we don't make a bracha. Does anyone know where it is in here? If it's, I think it's in here.
Which one?
The piece that you see.
Maybe it's that the bracha between after mincha.
Nachum's getting a
yeah. Okay. Oh, you got it? Okay. Here. So I just want to. So if you take a look over here, in the. I'm going to make it much simpler in a moment. I'm just breaking it up, we're working it out. It's on page Tafresh Mem Gimel in this Vilna edition. Tafresh Mem Gimel? No, it's not on Tafresh Mem Gimel. It's 654. So it's like this. If we take a look, there's a piece over here that one has to that one's supposed to say when they're being mafresh. So what you do is you're taking off a little more than 1/100, a little more than 1/100. And you're putting it on the side of the fruit that's there. And you're saying over here a nusach that in the nusach it accomplishes whatever I need to do. It says over here, this a little more than 100 that I have here. It should be true magdala. On the north side. Means that there's one chedek over here, which is true Magdala, and next to it, there's another 9 chalakim, which is going to go for my serishin. You know what I should bring you next time? Okay, there's a chart with the pictures, which plays out this nusach very clearly. Shiva has it in the Eitzer. Okay, so we'll go through that next time. But bottom line is as follows. When I say this piece over here, this nusach over here, what happens is that whatever I need to take off from these peiris is now being chal between the little piece that I separated and what's there. And certain parts that I don't need to give to anyone because of my Chavir right. So I did my Afrasha, but I don't have to do the Nesina. I'm not being clear. Let me be clear. At the end of the day, when I have Safik Tevel, I need to make sure that the Matanis were separated over here. I need to make sure that the Matanis separated over here. By me taking off a little more than 100th, and putting it on the side of the Paris, and by saying this nusach, which we'll go through clearer next time, I'm accomplishing the hafrasha, the separation of everything I need to do, of all the matanis that we mentioned before, they're being separated, each one's having its place. And being miyachid, the maaserishin's on the north side, the Terumah Gedolah is over here. Everything's in its place. Certain things now I need to give away. Certain things I don't need to give away because I'm Maitzim Chaveil of Raya. Maisa Sheni that we mentioned, we said, what do you do with Maisa Sheni? Maisa Sheni is for me. I need to bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat it. However, nowadays I can't do it, so I need to be put on a coin. So I need to get a hold of a coin. I need a coin to be put on it. However, the halacha is that this coin needs to have, in order to be paid on it, you need to have a value of tevel vade of a pruta on the coin. In order to be paid on to it more things which are less than a pruta, which usually it's less than a pruta, I need to already have used it for tevel vade a pruta. So therefore, I need a special coin. So there's two choices.
If you're doing Safik.
Right. If I'm doing Safik. If I'm doing Vade, we'll discuss that separately. So if I'm doing Safik, I need to have a coin that either the Kashrus organization already used on the field to be paid the Maaser Sheni, so then I could continue now using it to paid the even less than a brutus is worth. Or there's another choice, there's what's called the Karen Trumas of Maaseris, where over there, they're constantly switching the coins because they're very involved in this. You sign up with them and then you don't have to worry about the coin. And all you'll have to do at the end of the day is take off a little more than 100th and say this nusach and it will work. Okay, Blina, next week what I'll do is, we'll make copies. I'll show you the pamphlet in the back there. I have it at home also, so if we can't find it here, I have it at home. There's a pamphlet where it pictures of exactly what's going on in the nusach. We'll go through the nusach. We'll understand the nusach based on the information we said today. And once we're familiar with the nusach, we'll be geschmacker. When we have to do it, we know what we're doing. And it's really simple. Because at the end of the day, all you need to do is either have the coin or be signed up with the Karen Truma of Maestris. Then you don't have to worry about the coin. And then all you have to do is take off a little more than 100th from each type of fruit that you have there, put it on the side, say the nusach, and you're finished. Okay? Tevel Vaday we'll discuss next week also.
You should have to take off a 10th. Why does 100 work?
Why?
Why does 100 work? Why does Maaser Rishon work?